Captain, the radio's out.
It can't be. What's wrong?
A lot of abnormal interference.
Maybe it's the electrical storm.
No, it's nothing like that. It's more like a brainwave.
What? Brainwave? That wouldn't interfere with the radio.
Oh, the interference is gone now.
It's gone? So quickly?
It must have been Godzilla.
This is Joe Queer from the infamous Queers, motherfucker, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want It.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
All right. Calm down, everyone. Thank you, you and you. Radio Like You Want, once again, back on the attack. I'm hanging out here at Radio Like You Want HQ, holding down the fort. Blag, he's just out gallivanting around. Who the hell knows where that guy goes?
I am in Denver, my friend, just still recovering from the Dwarves Turbo Negro show on Monday. Oh, man, they still got it, Mike.
Oh, yeah? So the new singers, everyone going for the new... What's the new guy's name?
The new guy is good. Who knows his name? He's good. He looks... He's fast.
He's
he
good.
He talks a lot. It's just like Hank.
Uber
I
Hank,
dug it. I thought they were great. The audience loved them. And everybody had those goofy outfits with the sailor hats and the denim jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, these trademark geniuses, Turbo Negro.
Everyone shows up dressed to the nines. Nice. Well, congrats to you, man. Sounds like you're having fun out there. You did a whole bunch of shows here in the Bay Area, and I caught one of your gigs. I haven't seen you live for a while, so it was a little refreshing.
With No Bunny. With our genius friend, No Bunny. It was beautiful. I know. This has been an embarrassment of riches for the Dwarves this week, but we have got a show, Mike. Let's get to it.
We got a lot of new stuff coming up this week. New stuff from Shannon and the Clams. We got new stuff from Black Flag. Can you imagine? We got new stuff from the Bugs that carries over from last week. The list goes on and on and on. We're doing all the regular features. We're going globetrotting.
Estrogen OD, of course, of the ladies.
And, of course, it came from the garage. It's going to get scary up in this joint.
And we got all kinds of bizarre requests. Dirty, dirty, dirty guilty pleasures, Mike. So we're kicking ass this week with the Queers. Joe Queer.
Drug Lords for the Avenue have a new one coming out. It's called New Drugs. The tune's called This Is a Pig, and I believe it's also...
a Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
This is a pig! What you do to me? This is a pig! What you do to me? This is a pig! What you do to me? This is a pig! What you do to me? This is a pig! I'm in the middle of the second biggest baby boom. You know it's down for it, and don't speak up too soon. I'm looking for a girl in my way, sister. Big money and a family don't count, mister. Opportunity. This is a big, what you do to me? I shopped around.
Whatever.
Without a sound.
Whatever.
You do. Don't turn around. I jumped around.
Whatever.
Without a pound.
Whatever.
You do. Don't turn around. I'm off the ground.
Whatever.
With what I found. Don't you cry.
Whatever.
You do. Don't turn around. Show me some bloody old men like I said. Small, sugar, pretty, sugary impression. When I get some, don't make an erection. When I have a bad sense of direction. I'm a good at it. This is a thing, what you do to me? I shoved around.
Whatever.
Without a sound.
Whatever.
You do. Don't turn around. I jumped around.
Whatever.
Without a bound.
Whatever.
You do. Don't turn around. I'm off the ground.
Whatever.
With what I found.
Whatever.
You do. Don't turn around. You start to frown.
Whatever.
And don't you frown.
Whatever.
You do. Don't turn around. What you do to me? What you do to me? What you do to me?
Shannon. We're from Shannon and the Clams.
You're listening to Radio Like You Want It.
Somebody wants it.
I don't know.
How are you feeling, Dr. Grant?
Just fine. There was no violence. He just held me at gunpoint, tied me up, and locked me in the missile store.
Thank you.
All right, Ty Segall band right there. I Bought My Eyes from the Slaughterhouse double 10-inch EP. Not brand new, but came out about a year ago.
Ty Segall, one of our Bay Area legends now. He's hanging out a lot down in L.A. and still managing to blow off doing an interview with Radio Like You Want. I've got to commend him for that,
yeah,
Mike.
Cheers.
He's avoided us expertly.
Cheers to him, man. Cheers to him. And talk about Bay Area royalty. Shannon and the Clams before that. Into a Dream was the name of the track. Dreams in the Rat House is the brand new album by them. Just did their record release party here in the Bay Area last Friday. Blad, did you make that show?
Saw Shannon on Friday, and I told her to quit sexually harassing me, Mike. I don't know if I can convince her to, but I'm trying. I'm working on it.
Okay, well, you just keep slugging away at that. That's the record they originally recorded in their uncle's cabin. I don't know if you remember this story, but when they were on the show, they told us a story about how they had a new record coming out. They recorded it in the woods somewhere. Evidently, they came back from that recording session and they just hated it. So they basically took those songs and went into the studio and made an album proper, but they named it Dreams in the Rat House after that creepy cabin they stayed in.
Drug Lords of the Avenues featuring our pal Johnny P. Bucks from the Swingin' Utters.
All right, I tell you what, all this Bay Area talk, I'm feeling cooped up, Blag. Let's do a little globetrotting.
Globetrotter. Spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, of Kumbaya, of Chaos and Carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Hi, this is Rocco of Bankrupt from Budapest. This is Time Waster from our new EP, Goodbye Blue Monday, on the Radio Like You Want.
You ain't got nothing to say, so quit it. Cause time is running. You and your eyes are boring stories. Could you please just fucking die?
Blah Blah Cafe, The Whiskey, Gazzari's, Club 88, Hong Kong Cafe.
Why were you banned?
Well, you know, a lot of the people, when we play, they get pretty wild, and some of the clubs, they just aren't used to that.
Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly Features, editor at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some morally correct punk rock jam. Today's track comes from Paint It Black, who is probably the most popular contemporary hardcore band, and they're one of these bands that are very righteous, and they always do the right thing and always want to do the moral thing. If that's your thing, you'll love this track. It's off their brand new 7-inch, and it's called Greetings, Fellow Insomniacs.
Let the glint check the repetitive. I call it home where I lay my broken bones. A road disconnected payphones. We are contraband. Smuggled through the tunnel that no one allowed. You may sleep back on the job. Here's your reprimand. The walls, what you call it, it feels more like dying. If it feels like anything at all, wearing our hearts, our hearts on a sleeve. Seems you've forgotten what your head is for. My fun is not your head. And no, that's not a fucking metaphor.
All right, big thanks to John Gentile for sending that one in. Paint It Black, Greetings, Fellow Insomniacs, from the Invisible EP. Another brand new one. We're just stacking up the new ones this week, Black. I don't know. We're going crazy. We're making up for all those old 60s tunes we've been playing for the last 3 years.
You know, back in my day, Mike, we didn't have it so easy like these kids today.
Been hanging out with Krusty too much. Brand new one before that, again, from Black Flag. It's been 35 years since they put out their last crappy record no one bought, and I don't know, this one's... kind of going the same way, but this song's a little more reminiscent of their original
sound. Sounds like Black Flag. It's just, I don't know if I really feature it as a song, Mike, but it's worth playing. I mean, it's Black Flag. They are the godfathers of hardcore.
All right, let's get to the meat and potatoes of this son of a bitch. You've been hanging out with the Queers lately. You sat down with Joe Queer. You guys talked old times.
We toured the Deep South with the Queers, and just talking to Joe was such a trip. On this tour, I got to sing this upcoming tune. This is Kicked Out of the Weeblos.
On radio.
What you want?
What the devil?
Kicked Out of the Weeblos, and I am here with the mastermind of the Queers, Joe Queer. Kicked Out of the Weeblos, is this true? Did that actually happen to you?
Oh yeah, Kicked Out of the Weeblos, yep. That was autobiographical.
In New England, was there some punk bands you could see at that time, or was it all just rock and roll you were listening to?
Oh no. I was like, when I got into high school, I was going to see like I saw The Faces with Ron Wood, which was cool. Lou Reed, I was always into Lou Reed, David Bowie. The Who, I saw The Who, the original Who. Yeah, All Arena Rock, and then when we first heard like the Ramones, we were like, this is fucking great, man. And then we got into all that shit, you know, the Sex Pistols and stuff like that. So it was pretty early on, and that's when I met Gigi, you know, Gigi and the Jabbers. He'd always have an ad in the paper like, Gigi and the Jabbers looking for fucking musicians. He couldn't find anybody up there.
Did you play with Gigi?
I played, he drummed for me. We would go pick him up at the Manchester, and he'd come down to me and this big goon, Don. Don died years and years and years ago. But Gigi was terrified of Don. He wouldn't fuck with Don. When I knew Gigi, he was a real wimpy dude. We'd go get Gigi, bring him down to the beach, because the restaurant I was working in was closed during the winter, and we would rehearse there. So Gigi was the drummer. He was really fucking good on drums. Nobody knows that, or nobody remembers it, but he was quite good. Yeah, it was funny, man. I get some funny stories from back then. We're driving down there. Don's in the back seat. I was driving my 65 AMC Rebel. Gigi's riding shotgun, you know. We're all drinking beer. So Gigi's like, hey, I want to play a cassette tape of like my new songs. I remember Gigi playing Sherry Love Affair. He's like, check this out, you guys. Let me know what you think. So we're driving and song ends, you know. Don's like, let's face it, Gigi, that shit sucks. And fucking Gigi was like all bummed out, man. But that was the day we go down, we rehearse, right? It was a closed restaurant, so there was a full bar upstairs, and Don used to drink whiskey. He was a big goomba, like the size of Lurch. Mean motherfucker. The guy gets whiskey drunk, and me and Gigi are just drinking beer, you know, we're playing fucking songs. Don comes down, he's like, you motherfuckers, fuck you. I don't want to play this punk shit. I want to play Lynyrd Skynyrd. He goes, well, I want to play Give Me Three Steps. I mean, me and Gigi are like, no, we don't want to play that. He's like, you fucking pussies. We get a big fight. So we get him outside, so he won't get in the car. Gigi's riding shotgun. Don jumps up on the fucking hood of the car. Fuck you, faggots, and all that shit, because we wouldn't play Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know? Gigi was terrified. He grabbed my side mirror. He didn't wrestle with it. He didn't use two hands. He grabbed it with one hand, yanked the fucker off completely. It was like in the movie. Boom, boom, grabbed it and threw it about 100 yards down the road. Gigi's voice goes up about 3 octaves. He's like, let's get out of here. I fucking started out and we roared up. Gigi was terrified of that motherfucker.
Well, in honor of that story, we're going to play Give Me Three Steps, Lynyrd Skynyrd Radio.
Right on.
I was cutting the club down at a place called the Chug with a girl named Linda Lou. And an in-law man with a gun in his hand looking for you know. He said, hey. Say, won't you give me three steps, give me three steps.
Whoa, no. Sorry, Black. Gonna have to agree with Joe and Gigi on this one. No free bird, man. Joe, show them how it's done.
When he was a wimp. Now,
yeah.
That one's obviously autobiographical.
Yeah.
But the album that really turned everybody around that I wanted to talk to you about was that Love Songs for the Retarded, which one of the great titles of all time. It's one of those titles that you wish you would have thought of, and you thought of it.
Well, I actually didn't. That was from Ben Weasel. That was from the producer. I got to give credit. I thought it was great. We were gonna call the album Live Free or Die, or what the fuck else did we have?
So Ben Weasel produced that one.
He produced that, yeah. We had all the songs, though. We were ready to fucking record it, and then he wanted to produce it, so we all went to Chicago. But he thought that was a good name. We tossed around names, and he had come up with that, and I said, that's great.
What year was that?
I think it was around 93 or something. Lookout said they do an album, so we drove out one weekend and made the album, you know.
And
so,
was that the breakthrough, would you say, for the Queers? Because that was when you guys came on my radar and I started.
That's when we first started. I mean, we would play, but only we like knew the Ramones, so we'd play around Boston. We opened up for the Dickies, Descendants.
And what year was
Ramones?
This?
during the 80s, you know, I'd have different lineup. J.J. Rouser from DMZ played with me for a while. Hugh, our drummer who died, he was on Love Songs and all that stuff, Don't Back Down. Larry called me from Lookout Records, and so I had befriended Ben Weasel because I saw their, I heard their song, I Hate Led Zeppelin, so I was like, I gotta fucking track this dude down, so we became fast friends.
Typical, does he just hate anybody who's better than him? Did you even listen to this record?
Yeah. No, he doesn't half the time anyway, he's just out causing trouble. But, so we made the album. I was still on the restaurant. I did one tour with Screeching Weasel out west, and you know, Queers and Screeching Weasel. And then we got back from that, and I was like, I told my dad, I go, Dad, I'm fucking gonna go do this music thing. This fucking looks like a ball, because Green Day was going big, and you know, Ivy had turned into Rancid. So that was our next tour, was with Rancid when they first started. They had a shittier band than fucking we did. And after doing that, I was like, fuck this shit, man. I'm gonna go play music.
What's the track I should be playing on Love Songs for the Retarded?
Some cool, like Night of the Living Queers, that's a good one.
Night of the Living Queers on Radio Like You Want.
Right, Ready Like You Want rolls on. Night of Living Queers right there from The Quiz. Going to be getting back to Blagg's interview with Joe Queer in just a second. Let's hear one more from The Quiz. Here's Psychedelic Mindfuck on Radio Like You Want.
No way out. The forest ringing, I'm going looking so far. Now my friends are disconnected.
All right, psychedelic mind. That's my the Queers.
That's my Jesus and Mary Jane tribute song.
Your influences go beyond just the punk rock thing. You're also deep in the Brit pop scene.
Yeah, yeah. I listen to that stuff, but I just can't grab onto it. But I grew up listening to Velvet Underground, so and Lou Reed. So that stuff. Jesus and Mary Jane, I really liked.
I would imagine at that time, too, there was a lot more cross-pollination between what was called punk and what would be like art rock and noise rock.
Right.
Did you find there was more kind of variety in there?
I mean, I grew up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you know. We fucking saw someone with a leather jacket. We were like, you know, come on to the show this weekend. You know, that's the way we were. Matter of fact, when we first went to Chicago, we flew out to do one show with Screeching Weasel in Elmhurst, and so we're driving down the street with Vapid and Ben Weasel, and we saw some dude walking through Chicago with a leather jacket. We're like, hey, pull over. They're like, why? We're like, dude, look at him. Tell him about the show Friday. And they're like cracking up.
Now you're producing records, making recording stuff.
I usually do mainly underground bands, which is really cool. It's not like the latest fat wreck band who has some fucking, you know, bloated fucking idea of their fucking self-worth and the whole punk scene. It's all bands, the Nakeds from West Virginia, they were really cool, did a good Germs cover. It's all bands that fly under the radar screen by and large.
And I hear that you're going to Europe now, right? This week, you got some insane schedule.
Yeah, we leave after the show tomorrow, drive home to Atlanta from Houston after the show tomorrow night.
Oh man.
Then get home Sunday afternoon, listen to my old lady bitch at me. My fucking wife, she's Japanese, she's so out of her fucking mind. I bought a car and we had to fix it. So she went to pick it up the other day, and the mechanic who would talk to me on the phone, he charged her $40 more than he said he would on the estimate, and it was legit. So she gets her mom, they both go down there and talk to the mechanic. They go crazy, and they call 911 on the guy to complain about the bill. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. You didn't fucking call 911. She goes, yes, you know why? Because you are stupid, very, very stupid. And I'm like, come on, man. So fast forward to like, I answered the phone, she called like a few hours later. That's when she said, do you know you are stupid? Very, very stupid. I go, will you stop? What's wrong now? I took $15,000 of our savings, $15,000. And because of you, I went and bought a brand new car. I'm like, don't tell me you bought a brand new fucking car. Yes, because of you, click. You know, and I'm like, fuck, we don't have any money. Fuck, I got my fucking Shure SM7 in the fucking pawn shop. Don't go spend a fucking $15,000 on a fucking car.
Well, this show's going to put you back in the black.
Well, yes, we certainly hope so. But
Joe
anyway.
Queer from the motherfucking Queers. Forever, yeah. Joe. Radio like you want.
Scratching my ass, licking my nose, doing my own dishes, picking out my own clothes. Well, I'm all by myself, and that's okay with me, because I'm single again. Encounters with the opposite sex. Well, I'm all by myself, and it's okay to be, cause I'm single again. Did you ever feel like a kid when you're asking for permission to go a Friday night? Been having to say, I didn't mean it that way. Well, I'm all by myself, and that's okay with me, cause I'm single again. Well, I'm single again. Well, I'm single again. Well, I'm single again.
All right, another one from The Bugs. This one's featuring Joe Queer on vocals. Last episode, you heard two of them by The Bugs. One, Blag, you on vocals, and the other one was our guest, Ben Weasel.
You got to go out and get this Missile from the Middle East record, The Bugs from San Diego. If you like it short, sweet, and to the point, and lots of fag references, you need this new Bugs record. I mean, aside from the celeb cameos that we've been playing, good, solid record, and it's produced by Chip Fracture.
Oh, wow.
So this is San Diego's finest. Dave, who I met in John Cougar Concentration Camp, one of the great pop punk bands from San Diego, is now the leader of the Bugs, as well as being the bass player from the Queers. So it's all just incest, Mike. We're all just in there together in this disgusting punk rock world.
Yeah, it is a weird topsy-turvy world where everyone sort of intertwines, and so it's almost like you need a chart. So I went ahead and made up one right here. It looks like, oh, good Lord, Flag. Looks like the full moon is arising and the wolfbane is a-blooming once again.
It came from the guitars.
Oh, The Jury, Who Dat, from 1966.
I love this track. Who Dat? It looked like a man.
He says, few men know the call of the wild Naz. He says, your Naz is showing. He says if he catches you with his wife again, he'll break your Naz.
At Millbrook, children as young as 9 were given LSD. The drug was freely available, and everyone joined in its ritualized consumption.
I'm getting weaker, weaker, every time I hear her name. Oh, she's getting sweeter, sweeter. This girl's driving me insane. Oh, goody, goody, gumdrops. My heart is doing flip-flops. Gee, what love can do.
I'm gonna shout it from the rooftops. Goody, goody, gumdrops. With the girl.
Oh, I just couldn't.
so happy about, Meathead?
Teen Cut Combo, Sex After Party, Judgment Night Soundtrack Part 2. I know nothing about this band. What the hell? Who are these people?
My old pal, Allison, her original band was the Teen Cut Combo, because she's made this interesting new band called Dirty Ghost. They have like elements of kind of classic rock, but also a lot of kind of hip-hop sounds and wacky stuff. She got in Aesop Rock, helped with some of the production on there. They've gone from the Teen Crud days to this whole different style.
All right. Well, don't give away everything, because you sat down and talked with her for a little bit. So let's catch up with her about Teen Crud Combo.
You had a punk band. You did some Dwarves covers with your punk band
a long
time ago, which thrills me to no end. So what was the name of that band?
That band was called Teen Crud Combo. We put out a 7-inch and a full length.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Snatchers were in Toronto, and I remember we were really trying to find someone to put our record out. And the guy that puts their records out was at the show, and we opened for them. And right after our set, he was like, "I got to put out your next record."
And so that was more straight ahead garage rock. Now, you went through some mutations, moved out to San Francisco, did the usual, like, there's a million long-haired beard fucks in my band, and I don't even know who they are anymore.
Yes.
So what happened? Was there some kind of epiphany where you said, wait a minute, this method, this old rock method, just doesn't work. We got to do something different. Because this doesn't sound like standard rock band stuff. It sounds more like a cross between kind of electro or lo-fi or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's a real departure. But then when I saw you guys live, you seem to be bringing back that rock and roll element. That's what's fascinating here.
Yeah.
So do you promise me you're going to keep the weird ass element when
absolutely.
You become a rock band again?
For sure. Because I think that the difference between Dirty Ghosts and things that I'd done in the past was like, you know, in all my other bands, I'm just the guitar player, and I'm just coming up with guitar parts. You know, that, I mean, my brain didn't really ever extend beyond that. Watching how rappers made music or produced was totally foreign to me, and I found it really interesting and I wanted to learn about it. So Dirty Ghost was sort of like this trial and error way of like me kind of trying to figure it out on my own a little bit, and I'm still learning. I mean, I don't know, am I being vague?
Well, vague is where we're at on Radio Like You Want. We're gonna hear a little bit from Dirty Ghosts.
There you have it, Dirty Ghost, Katana Rock, Metal Moon, Allison right there, progressing ever since from the Teen Crud combo days. She's come a long way. Good for her, Black.
Indeed she has, and you should see Dirty Ghost now because they've, you know, she's hooked up with Aaron McDermott, a good local bass playing female, so now they've got this kind of kick-ass rock and roll quality to them. Ooh. Too. So she's gone through garage, she's gone through kind of lo-fi, hip-hoppy. Now she's hitting her stride with this kind of soul, rock and roll. I just can't say enough about it. You got to check out.
I don't know.
Dirty Ghost.
I'm gonna wait till she comes out with her country stuff. But yeah, she's got something for everyone out there. It sounds like. And
well, country
no one...
stuff from Canada just talks about Tim Horton donuts and poutine. So I don't know.
No one loves donuts and poutine more than
the ladies.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too.
Oh, yes. It's time once again for the softer, caring, touching, caressing, donuts and poutine side of Radio Like You Want.
Stallion Beat Superstars Six Lions this week. Shake in the morning.
Shake in the morning.
Must be coming in.
Shake in the night time.
is still alive. I slept with her last night. Come out from behind that false mustache, Adolf. I know you're in there.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television, children fed. Unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head. And it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all to say to you, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Baby, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
You know, it's impossible to make these goddamn transitions, man. You know what I mean? These fucking transitions. You try to come out of these up-tempo numbers, and then you got to go into a fucking death dedication. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who thought. I want somebody to use his fucking brain not to come out of a number that is up-tempo.
All right, Spike, calm down now. These are trying times. We all know it. Saying goodbye to Ray Manzarek this week, primarily known for his work with The Doors, but he also collaborated with Iggy Pop, Echo and the Bunnymen, and of course X. He produced their first four albums, and he played on this track from their debut, Los Angeles. The world's a mess. It's In My Kiss.
Take
like the X, The World's a Mess. It's In My Kiss from the classic Los Angeles record, and that was produced by Ray Manzarek, legendary keyboard player from The Doors, dead this week. Mike, once again, death has touched our show.
It touches us every episode, it seems, in a most profound way. Got some people to thank, though. We didn't do this show alone.
We gotta thank Joe Queer from The Queers. We gotta thank Allison Baker from Dirty Ghost. We gotta thank John Gentile from punknews.izzy, always bringing wild stuff. And we gotta thank our homie who sent us in a Globetrotter from Hungary. Mike, we're getting all over the motherfucking place.
All right, everybody, grab a pen and paper. I'll give you the download on the info. RadioLikeYouWant.com is the place to be. It's got all our downloads, all our podcasts, all the set lists. Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is where you send the tracks. And we're syndicated as well. Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, PunkRadioCast.com. Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, RealPunkRadio.com. Sunday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time, CoreOfDestruction.com. They're brand new to us. Thanks, guys. PunkNews.org also features our podcast. You can also subscribe to our feed on iTunes. And don't forget to join us on Facebook as well.
It's time to go. I got the election.
Greedy Worldwide.